At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez says she'll file for governor at the Texas Democratic Party headquarters in Austin later this morning. Elected in 2004, Valdez is the state's first gay female Hispanic sheriff. She talked about that campaign in a 2014 interview for StoryCorps.
It all started because somebody talked to me and said, why don't you consider running for sheriff? We've looked at some of the stuff you've done, and we honestly believe that you would be a good candidate. And I looked at him and I said, you know I'm lesbian, don't you? And they said, yeah, that's your one fault, but I think we can get past that.
Valdez is also the daughter of farm workers, an Army veteran, a former federal prison jailer, and a former senior agent with U.S. Customs. If she wins her Democratic primary, it won't be the first time she and Governor Greg Abbott will have clashed. In 2015, Abbott took issue with Dallas County tweaking a policy that limited how long it detains immigrants who commit minor offenses before turning them over to federal immigration officials. Abbott criticized the move as a sanctuary city policy. Valdez will have other challengers in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Dallas businessman Jeffrey Payne, former congressional candidate Tom Wakely of San Antonio, and former Balch Springs Mayor Cedric Davis. Andrew White, son of the late Democratic Governor Mark White, is also expected to announce his candidacy in the coming days. Republican efforts in Congress to change the tax code include a repeal of the individual mandate, which requires everyone to purchase health insurance. Texas has the highest percentage of people paying a tax penalty for not having insurance. Proponents of repealing the mandate say it amounts to a tax cut. But Stacy Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says getting rid of it could have repercussions.
That would make premiums go up 10% starting in 2019 over what they would have been otherwise. And another really big concern is that it introduces all sorts of uncertainty for insurance companies.
And according to estimates from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, repealing the individual mandate would leave 13 million more Americans uninsured over a decade. The House and Senate versions of the GOP tax plan need to be reconciled before it goes to the president's desk. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office receives hundreds of thousands of applications each year. The growing backlog partly explains why the agency opened a satellite office in Dallas 2 years ago. As part of our Breakthroughs project, Lauren Silverman reports the office has done much more than chip away at a backlog of inventions.
Patent examiners sift through applications for all types of ideas, from technology for self-driving cars to design models for sporks. In recent years, these examiners have been overwhelmed with applications, hence the idea to open up regional offices and recruit examiners from across the country.
As lovely as the Washington, D.C. Beltway and all of its lobbyists and pollution and traffic is, not everyone seems to want to move there in order to be a patent examiner.
Joseph Mittal, who visited the Dallas Regional Chamber last week, is the agency's interim director.
So the thinking was, let's go out to real America and we can, you know, get these scientists and engineers who frankly have other options and get them to come and be patent examiners.
It worked. The goal was to recruit 80 patent examiners in Dallas. 101 were hired. But the regional patent office has also become a meeting place and a resource for people in the North Texas startup community. Entrepreneur Will Rosalini says, unlike other government offices, he actually wanted to visit this one.
My impression was that they were there to help, and that's different because a lot of times you think about a government office and they're in an administrative function, but they provide an enormous amount of advice that was different than a patent lawyer explaining how to write a patent.
Rosalini met with patent examiners face-to-face more than a dozen times for free to talk about the technology behind his startup, Nexion Med Systems. Nexion created an implantable medical device to help treat symptoms of Parkinson's through electrical stimulation. That static-like sound is a recording from a brain implant. It's one symptom of Parkinson's, the nervous system misfiring, telling the body to shake. Rosalini says Nexion's technology builds on the decades-old idea of alleviating tremors with brain stimulation.
Usually you would apply electricity but not listen to the body to see how it reacted. And so what we have done is stimulate or actively treat the body but record at the same time from the nervous system. And then we can select stimulation parameters that make it more patient-specific.
Getting feedback from the patient to fine-tune the electrical stimulation. Rosalini's big business question was which aspects of the invention needed to be patented and what could be open source for researchers to use. He says the examiners helped him figure that out, saving him a lot of money.
On an hourly basis, you saved at least $20,000 or $30,000 in legal fees. But on a strategy basis, if we made the right decisions, it could be millions of dollars that we've uncovered with their thinking through the strategy with us.
The satellite office is also bait for recruiting companies to North Texas. Hilda Galvan is in charge of the Dallas office of the global law firm Jones Day.
For some reason, there's a perception that in Texas, if there's technology, it's going to be in Austin. By having the patent office here, people have, you know, come to notice, well, why Dallas? And then you start looking and digging deeper into that. And it's, you know, we have a large number of high-tech companies here. And so it's been very helpful in emphasizing or highlighting the technology and innovation we have in North Texas.
The agency doesn't report the number of patents that come through the Dallas office, but it does say new offices like this one have helped to reduce the average patent process wait time from start to finish from about 4 years to 2 years. Hope Shimabuku, the office director, says right now most patents filed in Texas are related to oil and drilling or the semiconductor industry. Although with the Toyota headquarters moving in,
I think that we'll probably be seeing a lot more automotive patents coming out. And so I'm really looking forward to that and seeing that kind of shift in technology.
North Texas inventors are granted dozens of patents each week. In November, that included everything from an apparatus for spooling wire to a pet toy squirrel. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Expect a high near 52 today under cloudy skies. The overnight lows should drop to around 37. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with a high near 50. It's 47 now in Dallas, 45 in Fort Worth, 43 degrees in Wichita Falls.